Stewart. This is the...
Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is my last remote broadcast for a while. Remote being like a real remote, at least miles-wise. I am in Boston. I'm leaving Boston tomorrow for Southern California. And next week's show, God willing, will be done live from my home station, KZSB AM 1290, in beautiful downtown Santa Barbara. I have been gone a long time, and I am very eager to get back home. Got a lot of stuff to deal with when I get back home, but isn't that part of life? So today, I've got some serious stuff I want to talk about. This week's column is called Three Generations, and it is about a ski day I spent with two young men. I say young because one was one generation younger than me and the other was two generations younger than me. It was basically 20, 40, and 60. And I was the old dude in that group. And it was very illuminating. It's a good column. I would love to talk about it if there wasn't some more pressing things to discuss that are at least on my mind. But let's do a little bit of business first. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I hope you will like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And join the Dad Chat Google Plus community on Google Plus. Today's guests, for the last time in a while, will be our usual threesome of Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual talk, Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for some therapy talk the day before she is due to give birth to her first child, a baby girl, that she is not naming Bruce. I'm disappointed, but I sort of understand. I also understand if she can't make it last minute because something comes up. So we will all see if that's the case, and I hope we do get to speak to her. But if she goes into labor, I wish her nothing but the very, very best. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called I Miss You, Dad. And tonight at Dad Chat, as we do every Thursday night, we get together with dads and moms from literally around the world. We talk about different issues. Tonight, we're going to celebrate Mother's Day. I have a special guest, photographer Allie Smith, who has a very beautiful book called Mama Love, which is on the New York Times list of 8 very special gifts to give your mom this year. And it, in fact, is the only book on the list. It was on the same list last year. It's quite a gorgeous photography essay sort of book. With all sorts of really interesting images of mothers and their children. And I met Allie online, and she will be the guest tonight. She will give away a free copy of her book to one lucky winner at Dad Chat tonight, and it will be personally engraved or autographed or however you want to say it to the winner. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Stuck in Kazungula, Africa. There is a place called Kazungula, Africa, and I was stuck there in my last trip. And I am stuck right now on thinking about Africa, thinking about the hypocrisy of two particular groups that I will name very clearly momentarily because of what goes on in Africa all the time and what has gone on recently that has for once gotten some worldwide attention and outrage, which is the kidnapping of hundreds of Nigerian girls, their forced marriages, their forced conversions to Islam, their, in many cases, forced genital mutilation and forced female circumcision, which is nothing like a male circumcision, let's be very clear. This takes place to the tune of millions. And I just read online that somewhere between 100 and 140 million young women have had this medieval procedure performed on them, oftentimes without anesthesia. So what am I upset about? I am mad at Americans, black leadership, and all feminists everywhere, but particularly those in America. We talk about the glass ceiling. We talk about all kinds of the war on women. Excuse me? In America, there is no meaningful war on women. There is a big war on women going on in other parts of the world, where women are sold into slavery, where women are subjugated to sexual mutilation. Where is now? Where are the wonderful Al Sharpton? I just saw Jesse Jackson. All of a sudden, somehow, he's getting involved. Well, that's because it's gotten some play. But Donald Sterling, we can be really, really angry about Donald Sterling. Now, I'm not happy about what Donald Sterling said, but he wasn't physically hurting people. He was just displaying himself as an idiot. And he has suffered some pretty serious consequences compared to the unilateral torture, abuse of millions of women in certain parts of the world that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all of black leadership will hardly say a thing. By the way, where were they when the genocide was going on in Rwanda? The ongoing mass murders of black on blacks in the Congo now, and this ongoing absolutely horrific practice. I'm going to ask Sherrilyn Harley-Lebon, my political guest, about where is our black leadership. Being a black woman, she has different credibility than this white male might have. But I also want to know, where are the feminists? Where are the feminists about this ongoing practice of female subjugation, female mutilation? You talk about a war on women. There is a real war on women that takes place in Africa and all over the Middle East, except Israel, of course. But Israel, of course, will be blamed for all the ills of the world. And the UN has passed more resolutions condemning Israel than all the other countries combined. I mean, just think about the hypocrisy of that. The UN's non-involvement in this is, to me, a non-issue, because the UN has no moral credibility whatsoever. And so that's why I don't even include them in my list of hypocrites. The two hypocritical groups to me in this issue are feminists worldwide, but I'm going to point out Americans and African-American leadership in our country. They rarely speak about black against black crime in America, where it's horrible, but it's way horrible in Africa, in certain Muslim communities in Africa. And I don't hear Al Sharpton complaining about it. He likes to incite riots and boycotts and all kinds of things. They love the spotlight, these guys. I mean, even President Obama, to his credit, spoke out against this. I don't know what he can or should do. I'm not even sure. I'm not going to take a position about Obama on this. But I am about Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the wonderful Reverend Jeremy Wright. Where is he? Is he preaching about this evil, or is he preaching about racism in America? I just am dumbstruck by this whole thing. I am horrified that these young girls are suffering the way they are. I don't know what can be done. I wish there was like Rambo and we could send in the Expendables, all those wonderful old actors, and get a team and just go eradicate this despicable group of terrorist group and free these girls. I'd love to give them the weapons to turn on their captors. I know revenge is not sweet, but I would love to give them the chance to get a little back of their own dignity. The whole thing is just really, really tragic. And like I said, the hypocrisy of it all is not to be believed. So we're going to take a break momentarily. Hopefully, Sherrilyn Harley-Lebon will be calling in, and I am very eager to get her take on this. And, of course, you can always write to me at bruce@brucesalin.com. And let's go to break, and we'll talk to Sherrilyn right afterwards. Bruce Salin, that's one of you.